This KABU program has been made possible in part by KABU Foundation members and a grant from DEX, your source for local information, in the book, on CD-ROM, or online at dexonline.com.
Make it simple so I In the Bowery, oh, the neighbors say, lives happily the whole day long. Until one day he said that he must go away. There's more work in the Bronx. He said, you know it, dear, I love you best of all. Although I think it's best we part. As he went away, they heard his sweetheart say, though it's most broke her heart. Some of these days, you're gonna need my loving. Some of these days, you're gonna need my kissing. Gonna need my hugging. You're gonna need my kissing. Gonna need my hugging and kissing for some of these days. Thank you.
Okay, very good. The group is called The Wyos, W-I-Y-O-S, The Wyos, from their CD titled Hat Trick. And that's Some of These Days, some good old ragtime for you there this morning. Good morning. I'm Bill on Focuspresso this morning and sitting in for Jonathan Lay, who needed to take a break. So we're on the show this morning for him. And thank you, Jonathan, for the opportunity. And we'll just kind of dig into the library and play some things, play some cuts from some CDs that I found a couple of weeks ago that I'm impressed with, and plus some of my own, and et cetera, a mixed bag this morning. So what did we hear? We heard The Wyos, and then that was preceded by a group called Centerline, and the title of their CD is a pun, Bend in the Road. They're from the town of Bend, Oregon. Centerline is the name of the band, and they did for you Sing Me a Song. And it's a new release in our library, or relatively new, came out in February. And then we preceded that with The Perfect Strangers, a group that includes Jody Stecker and also Chris Brashear. Perfect Strangers with their bluegrass interpretations. And they did for you the Prineville Breakdown. And then we led off our show this morning with a collection of material from Tony Rice. It's called the Bluegrass Guitar Collection, and Tony has an unbelievable, stellar lineup on this CD. I don't even want to go through and read all these names, because it's just every every superb player you could ever think of is on this CD in the bluegrass genre. And so it's called the Bluegrass Guitar Collection. We heard Port Tobacco, and that opened up our show this morning. I want to introduce a guest that I have in the studio this morning. John, why don't you check your microphone there and see if you're hot.
Good morning, Bill.
Hi. John Keyes is with us this morning in the studio, and John is one of the stellar performers in the local band Beltane. And so we're glad to have you here this morning, John. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Bill. Great to be here.
So John's here to learn about making radio, and we're here to learn a little bit about the band Beltane and what they're up to, and we'll get that in a little while. And we have his new CD here in the studio to play for you as well. So we'll talk with John in a little bit about the band and what they're doing and where they're playing and the kinds of directions that the band is going and so forth and so on. So 5:49 in the morning, but let's continue along with our music this morning on Focuspresso.
To turn around. change that they might never be the same, that I might never get to say I was just a kid. I only thought about me. I never thought of how it might be to be you. Regret for all I never said. I was just living day to day. How quickly time slips away. I learned from you. You said that time would heal all wounds. Then you were silent. I watch the clock. Just one more moment. Come sit here with me. I'll tell you stories of how you made me. Like you, when she refuses to cry, and when she squeezes me tight, she has your eyes every day. There's still too much to say.
Okay, that musician, a little disorganized here, is Chris Kokesh from her new sampler CD, which is titled I Never Knew. And it's 5 cuts on this CD and nice material and self-written material. Chris is playing guitar and fiddle and singing, and she's got some good musicians along with her on this sampler CD. Prior to Chris's music was Bruce Molsky from his new CD titled Soon Be Time, and we heard him on the banjo playing Wanderin' Boy. Prior to that, a classic from Ian and Sylvia. This is from their Complete Vanguard Studio Recordings Collection, a 4-CD set. This was actually from the album which was titled Play One More that they put out, and it was Hey, What About Me? And prior to that, from Carol Elizabeth Jones and Laurel Bliss, and their CD titled Girl from Jericho, and we heard Halfway to Nowhere. It is 6:02 in the morning on KBOO, 90.7 FM in Portland, 91.9 FM in Hood River, the Dalles, and the Columbia Gorge, and 100.7 FM in Corvallis and Albany. And we'll be continuing right along here with some local musicians. This is new also. I just dug this out of the library. It came out in March. And it's a new CD from Doug Smith and Mark Henson. Okay. And as I said, that's a new CD that came out from in March from Doug Smith and Mark Hansen. And considering the season that we're in right now, that is called Strawberry Curl. And, of course, this is Hood strawberry season. So if you haven't gone out and gotten your Hood strawberries yet, go get them. It's going to be a short season this year, so it'll be just great. And let's see, it's about 6:06 in the morning here, and as I said, I've got a guest in the studio this morning. John Keyes is with me. John, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Glad to have you here. And John is with the band, the local band, Beltane. And John, introduce us to the band, where you're from, and the kind of music you play and so forth.
Well, Beltane is a trio of musicians. There's Chris Chase, who plays hammer dulcimer, mountain dulcimer, and marimbala.
What's a marimbala?
Marimbala. It's a cool instrument. It's a Caribbean instrument. It looks like a giant thumb piano. And
weird.
Has it's wooden, I guess, talons or wooden notes. And it sounds a lot like an upright bass, but it's a little bit easier to lug around.
Okay.
All right. So Chris always has some interesting instruments. And then there's Brian Baker, who plays guitar. He's kind of the big toe of the group.
Okay.
And then I play hammer dulcimer, flute, and mandolin.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And the genre of the music?
Genre is kind of a collection. A lot is based on Celtic, just with the sound of the hammer dulcimer seems to lend itself. But we also do some American tunes, some bluegrass, some blues, as well as tunes from around the world.
Bluegrass on a hammer dulcimer must be interesting.
It is kind of interesting. I don't know if you'd consider it authentic bluegrass, but we give it a shot.
Okay. And is the band all from Vancouver?
Actually, all from Portland.
All from Portland?
Portland area.
Oh, okay.
And started about 4 years ago.
Oh, all
and,
right.
I've had a lot of fun playing. It's kind of a very interesting learning experience and kind of getting to know each other and kind of continue the learning process and feeling comfortable. Mm-hmm. And we're starting to kind of experiment, which is very exciting, very exciting.
Or it's an OO.
Well, you know, sometimes it's a train wreck. But it's,
so with the kind of music and the styles that you're playing, I know that you play at farmers markets.
Mm-hmm.
But what other kinds of venues are you found at?
We play a number of different areas. Obviously, we'll play like weddings and private parties.
Sure.
But we also play at on third Saturdays, we play at Crowley's of Cork. Out in Hillsborough, which is a great new Irish pub, right off the Max Line.
That's a regular gig.
In fact, we're just starting. We played a couple times, played for St. Patrick's Day, and now we're starting the third Saturday. And it's kind of an Irish sing along. They are definitely they do pub quiz. I mean, it's truly the Irish pub.
All right.
And so a lot of different places. We've also played at Piddock Mansion during Christmas.
Have you played dances?
We haven't played dances. That's one place that I think we kind of need to experiment into. And
well, you certainly seem to have the collection of material to sustain the dance for several hours at least.
Yeah, and that would be interesting. We keep talking about it, but I haven't made that jump yet.
Okay. Well, John, it's a pleasure to have you in the studio this morning, and we'll play a cut from Beltane. Now, tell me about this album, and tell me about this cut we're going to play.
Well, the album is called String Fling, and we did kind of a play on words because most of the instruments that we play have strings on it, so we're trying to think of something interesting.
Yeah.
We do have, it's 19 tracks, which is a lot of music.
High value for your buck.
Yes, we call that value music. And it is kind of a whole collection of different tunes, all instrumental, because that's kind of been our basis. We're now experimenting more with vocal tunes.
Yeah.
But really kind of make a collection. And our whole goal was really to kind of share the experience of what it sounds like when we play live. Our goal when the music is really to have fun, and we want to make sure that people that are listening to it have fun also.
Great.
We hope.
Okay. And the selection I see is titled Shenandoah. So is this the traditional Shenandoah?
Yeah, Shenandoah Falls with a little bit of a twist. I have to give credit to Carl Thor a couple years ago when we were in the mega band. We were playing this song, and he came up with a cool idea for the dulcimers, so I kind of borrowed that as I was putting together this tune.
And the mega band, for the people in our audience who don't know, is a 75-piece contra dance band. If you can imagine that many musicians playing contra dance music.
No, it's amazing. And to first see the musicians And then when they play the concert, there's like 300 to 400 people dancing. Yeah. And it was the most incredible experience I've ever seen.
And they play at Folklife, the big Folklife Festival in Seattle, every other year. That hall is filled with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people, crowned elbow to elbow in that room. And that is the only band I've ever heard that can fill that entire hall with so much sound that every dancer knows what's going on.
Oh, absolutely. That's
so
amazing.
It's just an amazing performance. If you haven't heard the Mega Band, I think it's in March every year they do a show.
Usually at PCC.
The Dean Kenty Memorial Dance or something like that.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, enough of that. Here is local band Beltane. John, thanks for bringing this in this morning.
Thanks a lot.
Plans. say I wish it wasn't true. Yesterday I was your man. Look out now, I'm busy making plans. For so long love was in your eyes, now it's gone. Such a sad surprise, I should be glad you didn't tell no lies. One and one is two and one is three. Now I've got to go and make some plans for me. I got plans, Friday River over you. I got plans, laid awake the whole night through. I got plans, say I wish it wasn't true. Yesterday I was your man. Look out now, I'm busy making plans.
People, these are hard times. About the hardest I have known. And the headlines in the paper sometimes chill me to the bone. And we look for easy answers, some new way to see us through. But it's a thin disguise till we recognize that there's hard work to do. You can believe in Jesus or God on high. Believe in me as I believe in you. Believe in the light at the end of the tunnel. But there's hard work to do. Hard work to do.
Hard work to do.
Hard work to do.
Hard work.
Put your faith in the future. Put your hand on the plow. 'Cause there's hard work to do. Now some people gonna tell you they've got the answer to your pain. Just sign the dotted line, my friend, and you'll never have to think again. But beware the politicians, Bible hucksters, or gurus. Don't give your power away. Let your heart lead the way. There's hard work to do. You can believe in Jesus or God on high. Believe in me as I believe in you. Believe in the light at the end of the tunnel. But there's hard work to do. Hard work to do.
Hard work to do.
Hard work to do.
Hard work.
Put your faith in the future. Put your hand on the plow. 'Cause there's hard work to do. Now we've tried religion.
Hard work.
Making decisions.
Hard work.
Communication.
Hard work.
Education.
hard work, a new lover. Your dad and my brother, hard work, meditation, home. You can believe in Jesus or God on high. Believe in me as I believe in you. Believe in the light at the end of the tunnel, but there's hard work to do. Hard work to do.
Hard work to do.
Hard work to do.
Hard work.
Put your faith in the future. Put your hand on the plow. 'Cause there's hard work to do. Hard work to do.
Hard work to do.
Hard work to do.
Hard work.
Put your faith in the future. Put your hand on the plow. 'Cause there's hard work.
Hard work.
Yeah, there's hard work to do.
From the back of a comic book he'd read when he should have been in school. He had a project due in his socio-anthro-eco-geo-bio-and-creationism course he should have been working on instead of playing games with his gang of omnipotent pals. The project was due in 100,000 years, which can hardly be construed as near enough time to populate a planet with intelligent beings who can live in a self-sustaining way. But he saw in the comic book an ad for a planet with a species on the brink of developing intelligence. He said it could be shipped in a cellophane wrapper. He thought, that's my ticket to an A. Now it may seem to you that 100,000 years is a long time to wait. But the kid with the comic sees 1,000,000 years pass in a week by the twinkling of stars. So the kid put the earth on the desk in his bedroom. Underneath the heat lamp that he kept on a timer. On the walls he made constellations out of stickers that were stars that could glow in the dark. And he watched as the species on the brink of intelligence grew, found fire, built bombs, and exploded. Then he cried when he learned that the killing was so often interspersed with the praising of his name. So the kid reached out and turned up the heat lamp, took a magnifying glass from the shelf in the cupboard. He searched the earth for a symbolic little bush. He focused and it burst into flame. And when the bush was burning, the people got the message and the leaders agreed to take responsibility and base their actions on a true accountability and promise that they'd try to get along. So the kid took the earth to his teacher who looked and saw good work and the room for improvement. Not a bad first try, he was, and excitement for your many more creations still to come. Now the earth is wrapped in bubble wrap there on the floor of the closet of the kid with the comic. His mother looks in every now and again to ensure things will work out in the end. And we're sure things will work out in the end.
back to me. Stars don't shine so bright. Seems like to me the sun has lost its light. Seems like to me there's nothing going right. Since you went away, seems like to me the sky ain't half so blue. Seems like to me everything wants you. Seems like to me I don't know what to do. Since you went away, everything is wrong. The day is twice as long, and the bird forgot his song. Getting dry. Seems like to me tears stays in my eye. Since you went away, since you went away, since you went away.
What does the deep sea say? What does the deep sea say? It moans and groans, it splashes and foams, and rolls on its weary way. Beautiful rose one day, she placed on the crest of a wave, saying, "Sea, take it please, and let it settle far above his watery grave." What does the deep sea say? What does the deep sea say? It moans and groans, it splashes and foams, and rolls on its weary way. It moans and groans, it splashes and foams, and rolls on its weary way.
Shanghaied on the Willamette from their CD titled Two Man Crew, What Does the Deep Sea Say? Since this is Jonathan's show and I'm just an interloper here, I figured that I'd play some of Jonathan's music. So, Jonathan, there you go, from your Two Man Crew CD. Prior to that, Jonathan Lay would normally be on this show at this juncture. Not me, but I'm filling in. Chris Delmhorst, prior to that, from her newest CD titled Strange Conversation, we heard Since You Went Away, a nice piece. And prior to that, from their newest CD, Steve Gillette and Cindy Mangson, the CD is titled Being There, and we heard The Kid with the Comic Book. Terry Graham and Gwen Thomas, from their CD titled Road Trip, we heard Hard, Hard Work to Do. The song was written by Linda Allen. Terry and Gwen will be in concert tonight. We will have information about that. From their new CD and only CD, the group called The Wanderers. The CD is titled It's About Time. We heard Plans, or I've Got Plans. And we led off this particular segment of music with Beltane, local band, and John Keyes is in our studio this morning, bringing us this brand new CD titled String Fling.
Good morning.
Thank you very much, John. I appreciate this. This is great. So we heard Shenandoah Falls, and you're right, that is an interesting combination of tunes there on there.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. So thank you very much, John, for coming in this morning, and John's going to be doing our calendar for us here in a little bit. It's 6:33 in the morning. You're listening to Folk Espresso on KBOO, 90.7 FM in Portland, 91.9 FM in Hood River, the Dalles, and the Columbia Gorge, and 100.7 FM in Corvallis and Albany. The weather today in the Portland metropolitan area, mostly cloudy, with scattered showers, at times heavy. Ooh, there goes the outdoor project. Temperatures in the 70s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, rain, and a chance of thunderstorms. Wow, boy, that was a big change from what I saw yesterday. And coming up on the KBOO Morning News this morning at 7 o'clock, loopholes in Oregon law allow campaigns to hide the identity of donors, bankrolling efforts to get initiatives on this year's ballot. President Bush is gathering his top military and civilian cronies to advise him on plans for America's future role in Iraq. U.S. forces in Iraq have killed 7 people in a raid on what they said was an insurgent stronghold. These stories and a whole lot more on the KBOO Morning News this morning at 7 o'clock. So stay tuned for that. Stay tuned for our calendar, which will be coming up in about 5 minutes. And in the meantime, we'll continue along with more of Folk Espresso music.
This song goes back to 1911. It goes back to all the folks back home. Well, I heard the voice of a pork chop say, "Come on, cover me in grits." And I walked and I walked and I walked and I walked and stopped and to rest my feet. And laid down in the old oak tree that went past me. I dreamt I was sitting in a swell cafe, hungry as a bell. My stomach sent a telegram to my toes, there's a wreck on the road somewhere. I heard the voice of a pork chop, "Come on, cover me in grits." You talk about just doing meat, I know what's the best. You talk about chicken, ham and eggs, turkey stuff. stop and rest my feet. There knees down neath an old oak tree that went fast asleep. I dreamt I was sitting in a swell cafe, hungry as a bear. My stomach sent a telegram to my toes, there's a wreck on the road somewhere. Heard the voice of a pork chop, come on, cover me in grits. You talk about your stewy meat, I know what's the grits. You talk about your chicken, ham and eggs, turkey stuffed and dressed. I heard the voice of a pork chop, come on, cover me in grits. I heard the voice of a pork chop, come on, cover me in grits.
I know that you are vintage and I don't give a damn. But after all the drinking's through, I will be your man. And I know that love is something more than what's behind that door. It's cold outside, it feels like snow. So why should I go? Who's to know? Who's to know? When the rooster don't crow and the winds don't blow, who's to know? Cannot say, but it might make me sad. See your face in my mind and think about this night. Who's to know? Who's to know? If the rooster don't crow and the winds don't blow,
all right, and let's see. That was Lou Jones, local musician Lou Jones, from his CD titled American Folky Part 2, Who's to Know? Local musician, local player, local blues singer, all-around nice guy, good CD. Prior to that, we heard from Jimbo Mathus, M-A-T-H-U-S. Jimbo Mathus is his name, and the band is called the Knockdown South, from their CD titled Old School Hot Wings, and it was the voice of the pork chop. Great cut, huh? Okay. It is 6:40 in the morning on Folk Espresso. My guest is John Keyes from the local band Beltane, and John, I'm going to ask you to run through the calendar for us, if you would. Please let us know what's going on.
All right. First, we have tonight, Terry Graham, Gwen Thomas, as well as Sky on the Road, and other musicians are doing a benefit concert for a friend of the folk community who has cancer. That'll be at Jopa tonight on Beaverton-Hillsdale Highway. On Thursday the 29th, the Musicians Roundup comes to Mississippi Pizza featuring Lisa and her kin duo. That's Thursday the 29th at 8:30 p.m. at Mississippi Pizza. At the Contra Dance with Joyce Miller and Unleashed is going to be on Saturday, June 17th. And that's the First Congregational Church in Corvallis.
And if you can go to that dance, even if you go from Portland to go down there, that's going to be a great dance. She calls a great dance, and Unleashed is just unbelievable. So you got to go to that dance. If you like contra, that would be just great fun.
We also have on the 17th, Rose City Bluegrass is going to be at the Beaverton Farmers Market from 8 a.m. till 10 p.m. And then Shanghai on the Willamette, we heard that earlier today. That's going to be Saturday the 17th at the Hillsboro Farmers Market from 9 a.m. till 1 p.m.
And they were just at the Beaverton Farmers Market last weekend.
We also have Beltane. Beltane coming up with Crowley's of Cork on June 17th at Crowley's of Cork on Elam Young Parkway in Hillsboro, and also at Yola's on the 24th, Yola's Coffee House.
And tell us again about that new venue.
Crowley's of Cork, a great little Irish pub in Hillsboro on Elam Young Parkway, real close to Intel. And right off of the Max Tracks, and they are truly an Irish pub. They have some old-time recipes of food from her father, and they do a pub quiz on Thursday nights.
And you're doing your Celtic
we
sounds.
Kind of do an Irish sing-along, all the Irish pub tunes that everybody knows and loves. We even hand out song sheets, so everybody usually joins in and starts singing around with it.
And we is Beltane.
We is Beltane,
we
yes.
We is Beltane. Okay, what else?
All right, we have... as part of the Contra dances coming up on the, we mentioned on the 17th, Joyce Miller and Unleashed on Sunday. Sunday Waltz is on the Sunday the 18th. English Country Dance at the BTW. Now I'm not sure which one that is. That's on the 23rd. Then we also have the Contra dance on the 24th. This is at the Selwood Community Center. The caller is Robert Moore, and the music is the Ball Band. We also have the Puddletown Ramblers at the Tootle Bluegrass Festival at Tootle Lake High School in Tootle, Washington. And that is on Friday night, July 7th. And I don't see the time as far as where it starts. The Puddletown Ramblers are also going to be in Amboy Territorial Days up in Amboy, Washington from 2 to 5 p.m., it looks like there's also going to be a logging show, lawnmower races, and a parade and a carnival. So it should be a lot of fun.
Lawnmower races?
Lawnmower races.
Got to see that.
I'm amazed. I want to go get my lawnmower. also have acoustic jam every Sunday at Pied Piper Pizza. And that's on Northeast 4th Plain in Vancouver. With the Portland Folk Music Society, we've got a couple lists of some camps and festivals. The Portland Uke Festival 2006. This is going to be on June 21st to the 26th. It's a multi-day music camp held at Reed College. So it sounds like a great time. Also have Misty River is going to be celebrating the 4th of July at Fort Vancouver from 3 to 4 p.m. I think that's all that I have on my list.
All right, very good. John, thanks very, very much. And we really appreciate you coming in this morning. I know, get up and crack dawn with me and come in and help with Focus Presso this morning. We really appreciate it. And so Beltane is his band, and they're playing around town. Look for their name, Beltaine.
Correct.
Beltane, okay. So look for the music and actually go hear music live because it's the best way to do it. And support
Absolutely.
Your local musician and all the rest of those wonderful phrases.
Well, thanks for letting me come in. This is amazing to watch how radio is done. It's a lot harder than it sounds like.
Well, and this is live radio. KBOO is live radio. KBOO is volunteer radio. KBOO is grassroots radio. It's wonderful radio, and it's so different from corporate radio where you go in and everything is computerized and the people are not handling stacks of CDs and all the rest of that. It's all coming from a computer in the sky, and it's just a bunch of buttons. And there's a bunch of buttons here, but I have to push them.
Right, absolutely.
So thank you, John, very much for coming in. It's been a pleasure having you here this morning.
Thanks.
On with our Focus Presso music this morning.
Trouble in mind, I'm blue, but I won't be blue away. The sun's gonna shine, boys, in my back door someday.
There's a rich man counting cost. safely hidden behind a wall of lawyer specs and laws. Well, I wish he could have felt her hand when she took her final breath. 'Cause I'm sure he'd think then of his wife, and he'd say that factory is death. Well, the kitchen has been empty now since Angie passed away. There was a time it used to smell like cinnamon and sage. Cinnamon and sage. Cinnamon and sage.
Searching all over this world for a fast freight train and a golden haired girl. For so many days you've been knocking at my door, but you just come by so you don't want me anymore. Honey, come back in, haven't had much sleep since I don't know when. Come back in, I'll be a poor old boy till you come back again. It's a hard time walking, just see your face again and again all over this place. On the sidewalk, strutting on the coffee house walls, it's a hard time figuring ain't you at all. Honey, come back in, haven't had much sleep since I don't know when. Come back in, I'll be a poor old boy to come back in. Said it before that you're a hard-talking gal, but I just want you here by my side for a while. With your 10-pound eyes and your powder red lips, it's a wee-hoo-hoo to see the swinging of your hips. Honey, come back in, haven't had much sleep since I don't know when. Come back in, be a poor old boy till you come back in. Terrible thing to see your true love go, your mind in mangles and your heart so low. Honey, you got all that any man needs, you're a perilous judge with whom heart just pleads. Honey, come back in, haven't had much sleep since I don't know when. Come back in, it'll be a poor old boy till you come back in.
If I lose my way, will you come find me? If I lose my way somehow, if I lose my way somewhere behind, will you come back for me and look for me in the hills and hollows? Search the land where I was swallowed. If I lose my way, if I lose my way, will you come find me? If I'm in the dark, light a candle. If I'm lost out in the dark, if I start to fall, give me a hand. Oh, won't you hold me close and throw a line if I start to sink? Pull me back if I'm on the brink. If I'm in the dark, if I'm in the dark, light a candle. This old world can be so frightening. Rolling thunder, flashing lightning, surely bound to run you through the mill.
somehow. If you lose your way somewhere behind, I'll come back for you and search this land so broken and burned. Leave no rock or stone unturned. If you lose your way, if you lose your way, I will find you.
If you lose your way,
if you lose your way,
listening to the fine solo fiddle of Bruce Molsky this morning. Prior to Bruce, we heard from Samison and Tomasi, local musicians making good, with their CD titled The Barrios of Eden, If I Lose My Way. The Brown Brothers, prior to that, with a little yodeling from their CD, Songs of the Lost Generation, Come Back Again. Jamie Kindlyside, from his CD titled Certified Organic, we heard Cinnamon and Sage. And prior to that, from Orville Johnson, John Miller, and Grant Dermody from Seattle, and their CD titled Deceiving Blues, we heard the Bulldoze Blues. You've been listening to Folk Espresso on KBOO, 90.7 FM in Portland, 91.9 FM in Hood River, the Dalles, and the Columbia Gorge, and 100.7 FM in Corvallis and Albany, and the KBOO Morning News will be coming up in 1 minute. You to stay tuned for the morning news after this brief announcement.